Transfiguration. And as we celebrate the Feast of the Transfiguration, it's a pretty simple feast. It's very simple. Jesus goes before the Father, and the Father sends down Elijah and Moses. And this is to prepare Jesus to die. Huh? And Elijah and Moses are the ones who represent the Old Testament. Moses the law, Elijah the prophets. And to show that Jesus is the fulfillment of the whole Old Testament, and he is the complete representation of the Father's will. And what that Father's will is complete self-giving. That the Father came and gave us everything. When he revealed the law and the prophets of the Old Testament, he revealed himself. He revealed his will. Well, now when he reveals Jesus, and he said, "This is my beloved Son," he is revealing, and here in his second reading, "With whom I am well pleased," he is revealing, this is who I am. This is what I'm about. Self-giving love. So when he then looks at us and says, what's he say to us? Listen to him. Listen to him. So the first way we're called to listen to him is to be just like him. Listen to him by living his example. And because of our baptism, when you and I were baptized, the sky opened up and the Father of God, the universe, sat there and said, "You are my beloved Son. You are my beloved daughter." Now what that means, to be the representation of the Father, is what being a son or daughter means. To be the representation of the Father means that to listen to Jesus means that we live a life for others. We live a life of giving away our life every day. So if we're not giving our life away in joy, then we're not a representation of the Father. We're not living who we're called to be as daughters and sons of the Father. So the first thing when God the Father looks at us today and says, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him," that means, am I living the life of Christ in my how I live every day? But then it comes to the second part. When it says, listen to him, that means in my prayer and I'm obeying him in all things. Now, like I said in the beginning of Mass, a lot of people listen to everybody else but Jesus. Why? Because Jesus might tell us something we don't want to listen to. You know, so whatever we listen to on TV or the radio or whatever we're listening to and read a paper or a book, we usually, most people, nobody here, I know, but most people listen to that which they agree with and people agree with them, right? I listen to Fox News. Why? I'm a conservative. Why? We're usually going to agree. And so I don't like to see something different. Just tell me what it is. Stop picking on the president. Stop picking on this. Stop going against all this stuff. Stop it. Let me hear something. I just want the news. And so I'm bigoted enough that I only listen to what I like. Huh? Now when I go before the Lord and I go before him, he's going to tell me to do stuff that I don't want to listen to. And you know in your heart of hearts, that's why we don't listen to him. Because he might not agree with us. And you know, so many people follow Jesus the way they want to follow Jesus. Okay, Jesus, I'll follow you as long as you agree with me. And I know my views and Jesus' views are the same, correct? Oh yes, this is what Jesus wants for me and this is what Jesus wants for you. And that comes from listening to ourselves and projecting onto the God of the universe what I believe. Well, I believe this and I know God believes this. Isn't that nice? And yet, we need to sit there and every day spend time listening to Jesus. Now again, the number one way we're going to listen to Jesus is by reading his word. Or listening to his word. So if you're a daily Mass goer, you listen to Jesus every day because he speaks his word to you. If you go to Mass, you listen to him once a week at least because he's speaking his word to you. But it isn't enough, huh? It's not enough just to hear him once a week. Every day we listen to different people. Is that not true? Every day you are influenced by who you listen to. So if you watch TV, you listen to the world. You listen because they tell you how to live your life. And so if I ask you, did you watch TV yesterday? Yes, Father. Did you listen to God in the reading his word yesterday? No, Father. You're listening to the world more than you're listening to Jesus. So you're going against the will of God. Or do you read every day? Huh? Yes, Father. What do you read? Well, stories that I like. Okay. Are you reading the word of God every day? Well, no, Father. Well, you're letting that influence you instead of the Word of God. And if you don't read or watch TV, well, then you listen to the radio, huh? Well, and what do you listen to? I like to listen myself to public radio. Well, I listen to public radio almost every day. There is an agenda. I don't know if you've got it before, but there's an agenda. And so I listen, oh, that's nice, and I go on. But I'm being influenced by that, and so are you. And if you don't read the newspaper, watch TV, or listen to the radio, well, then you listen to the people at work. And they have opinions, and their opinions influence you. You and I are influenced every day by the world and by what we listen to. Can you and I prove that we listen to Jesus every day by spending time with His Word? Listen to Him. How are we listening to Him if we're not spending time with His Word? Someone please tell me. Well, I learned on Sunday, and I just let that carry over, Father. Okay, well, just read on TV, just watch Sunday for 45 minutes once a week, watch TV, or listen to the radio, or read, or talk to someone for 45 minutes a week, and that's it for the rest of the week. Then you can do the same with God. Because the world influences us almost 24 hours a day, at least 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. And God influences most of us for 45 minutes to an hour, all this mass, an hour a week. Whoa. Who are we listening to? Because who we listen to is what we'll be influenced by. And God, our Father, doesn't give us an option today. This is my Son. And the Word of God is Jesus Christ, correct? Jesus is the Word. So to listen to the Word, to listen to Jesus, we got to spend time reading the Word every day. Again, this is a practical application of what God told us today in the Gospel. But whether we take this practical application is totally up to us. Whether we obey God or disobey God is totally up to us. May each of you know His love today and forever.